Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, if you buy a car anytime this year, you may be able to deduct the cost of any sales and excise taxes.
And that's just one thing that the president and now General Motors is doing to get you back into the car market. I want to say how truly enthusiastic I am about the two new car models introduced by General Motors just this morning. Maybe you haven't heard about this yet. To try and satisfy President Obama that they deserve a longer government bailout. Remember, the president on Monday put GM on a one-month short leash to turn things around or lose their federal loan guarantees. So the newly installed CEO of General Motors, Scotch Hennessy, has announced what seem like two groundbreaking new GM cars, the Sasha and the Malia. And these really sound like great cars, cute, smart, just the right mix of features to target the president's heartstrings, and maybe at yours. The Malia is a little bigger than the Sasha, and these will be the cars of the future, no doubt, designed by Sidwell and Friends Laboratories. They should turn GM's fortunes around, I believe, on the global market. I think this could be a historic day. And listeners, here's my question to you. Which model will you prefer? Because I think all Americans are going to want these cars. Which model will you prefer, the Sasha or the Malia? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And here are some of the differences. As I said, the Malia is a little bigger, about a third bigger in size, and they do come with different features. This is an advantage of the government controlling some of our most strategic companies right now. They can do this. So check out this horizontal integration. The Sasha is a smaller, sleeker, sportier car. The top is designed in orange with black stripes to hint at a basketball motif, the new sports car for today's sport. And it comes with a government-backed warranty on the car and on you. Now, here's the president on the auto warranty.
Your warranty will be safe. In fact, it will be safer than it's ever been because starting today, the United States government will stand behind your warranty.
So you buy a Sasha or a Malia and the government will stand behind it. And I said, however, that it's a warranty not just on the car, but on you. For a limited time, they're throwing in an AIG life insurance policy with every purchase. Very strategic. They make you buy your own car insurance, but the automobile warranty and the personal life warranty make a good package, I think. Very innovative. If, God forbid, the car gets totaled, you're protected. If, God forbid, you get totaled, your loved ones are protected. Now, the Malia goes a different route. It's a more practical car. Interiors are being designed by J. Crew. DVD players will not be installed for backseat entertainment. But the Malia will come with optional doggy seats. Now, this makes sense because old economy cars have kiddie seats, but families can't afford kids anymore, so they're designing seats for your pure breed shelter dogs in sizes from Pocket Pup to Marmaduke. Isn't that sweet and very progressive? So you can get the AIG life insurance package with one. You can get the doggy seats and the J. Crew with the other. But the government throws in this, too, with a very practical Malia. The Undersecretary of the United States for Citigroup will throw in two tickets to the Mets home opener in Citi Field. And that's a great perk. So both of these models are perfect for the times, and they're both perfect for driving your children to private school. So I'm excited. I don't own a car, but I'm sorely tempted now. And GM's new slogan says it all. Patriotic, progressive, pert. Patriotic, progressive, pert. The Sasha and the Malia. And that really sums up this new line of automobiles. So which one will you buy, the Sasha or the Malia? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. And let's see. Oh, we're getting a call from Detroit. Here is Jack in Detroit on line 12. Jack, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Jack Henderson. I'm in charge of the project.
No kidding.
Yeah, and you know, Brian, you're our best salesman. Your introduction was we should tape it and play it as an advertisement. You're just terrific.
Well, it's obviously the right thing for the country. These sound like great cars. It could revitalize the car market. But are you kind of sucking up to the president here?
Well, it's funny. People think that because of the names of the cars, but they've been in the pipeline 12 years. When the Berlin Wall came down, it kind of tipped our hat to the Russians with the name Sasha. And then the Malia is just a totally abstract name. I came up with it. I named the Oldsmobile Toronado years ago. And you try to come up with a name that isn't actually English, so no one else can use it. Then you can just copyright it, and that's what we did with this word Malia, which we just thought had a nice sound to it.
That's fascinating. Well, it is very nice, and it does sound very good with the word Sasha. Are you scrapping the Chevy Volt for this?
Well, the Volt, no, I think it's going to scrap itself, actually. We'll division within our division here. This is a $40,000 car. Not everybody can afford it. And as you know, the Malia and the Sasha will be down near the $1,750 range, which is, those of you who are a little bit older, remember in the 1960s, that's what everybody could afford in that with the Volkswagen.
$1,750.
And its base, the reason is, and the reason we can roll it out in 60 days, is it is basically the old Stanley Steamer from the 20s. It basically runs on steam. It's the same car. We've enclosed the body. And the only problem with the Stanley Steamer back in those days, and we can use the same plans, was that tires were no good then, and brakes were no good then, and there were no airbags, and we have all three in it, but we can just crank it right out from existing plans.
That's pretty good. I think the time for the Stanley Steamer has returned. Now, there is one...
You can throw anything in it to make it run. You can throw your household trash. You can run it on clean coal pellets. Airbag doubles as a safety vent, for the steam.
And there's an experimental fuel that we'll get to in a minute. I'm so glad that you called in. And before you go, I do want to throw, since we have you, I want to throw one thing at you here because,
sure.
At first people thought there would be no customer base for this car because people are skeptical of the government. People are skeptical of General Motors now. But if they think there will be no buyers, think again. General Motors union workers and bondholders have everything to lose by letting their company fail and not buying the car. So here is how one GM official put the choice they have about whether to buy a Sasha or Malia.
Either you make a deal or we will pull it into bankruptcy. And then you won't make a decision as to what your pensions are going to be. If they're any at all, we're going to make them. And you won't decide whether your bonds are worth anything. They may be worth nothing.
So I guess that's one of your colleagues, but do you really want to blackmail your employees into buying your product?
Well, we've thought about that, but we've been able to drop that because this particular steamer has a built-in espresso machine, so everybody's turned toward it.
All right. Well, Jack Henderson, in charge of the GM project, the two new lines of cars, the Sasha and Malia. Thank you very much for calling in from Detroit.
By the way, I just want to add that it does take 2.5 hours to warm it up in the winter.
Yeah, well, that's all right. People have the time now because they don't have jobs.
That's what we figured, too.
Jack, I'm glad you're a listener out there in Detroit. Thank you for calling.
I'm listening on the web.
Now, the Sasha and Malia will run on experimental, non-gasoline-type fuel. It's called bidonite. Now, bidonite is actually made from a gaseous organism found only in Delaware. You pump some cubic liters of bidonite into a special compartment called a trap, and then you close it. Then the bidonite opens its trap, and it stays open for the entire length of the ride, blah, 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 until you're at your destination. It emits no carbon, just warm air. So this should be great for Delaware, great for General Motors, great for America, great for our green future. So listeners, again, our question to you, which model will you prefer, the Sasha or the Malia? John in Cranford, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hey, I'm actually looking at a Ford. This is a trend across a lot of the companies now.
Really?
And it's the Ford Michelle, actually. And I think it also runs on hot air.
Really? And they do have to compete. So maybe the Ford Michelle is a good idea right now.
I'm looking at it.
Thank you very much. Henry in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Henry.
Hi, Hi. I own a cab company here on Long Island, and we're very green-oriented, and the Sasha sounds like the perfect little zippy car for our company, and I really want to put in an order for 400 to 500 of them as soon as possible.
I can hear the economy turning around already. I really can. Now, what about this 50-cent surcharge per ride on taxi cabs to fund the MTA?
The people out here in Long Island are, you know, we depend on the MTA besides riding around in cabs, so we'll just love it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Pay the 50 cents.
Thank you very much. We're getting a lot of skeptical emails here. People on our comments page, they just don't think this is real. They must think it's too good to be true. But look, $1,700, according to Jack Henderson, calling in from General Motors in Detroit. You know, you can't beat it. What do you pay for one of those SUVs? $20,000, $30,000? So it may contribute to deflation. It may mean your home will soon only be worth about $17,000. But hey, $1,700 for a car, you know, maybe you can actually afford to drive again and they won't have to bail out the subways. Let's see, Sarah in Teaneck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Do you own a car?
Yeah, well, I do own a car, but these cars are perfect for me because I have two teenage daughters. I want them to have some connection with this presidency, you know, Obama. I voted for him. I love him. And so I'm going to buy one for each one of them. You know, the girls are role models tonight. I think it's going to be great. I mean, they're going to be green cars, which is perfect. The price point is perfect for me. And I don't know how we're going to fuel them. I don't know when the Bidenite stations are going to reach New Jersey, but I'm sure they're going to work that stuff out.
Yeah, well, you know, there is one problem with the Bidenite that has come to light, and that it's still very expensive to produce. And so they don't think these cars will actually turn a profit for quite a few years, even at the price point.
Yeah, but, you know, even saying all that, I'm going to buy them anyway because it's a piece of history.
Well, there you go. Sarah, thank you for calling in from Teaneck. And after all, analysts say that if this car loses money for General Motors, it really shouldn't matter in this economy because the Democratic Congress will continue to approve bailouts to keep the company afloat. How could they vote against the Sasha and the Malia after all? Andrew in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, I just want to say that it's great that you guys are getting this stuff out there. I have an uncle who works in the design department at GM, and I just wanted to call him to make sure this was cool. He told me about this about 3 months ago.
Really?
And I just want to, like, put the scoop out there. GM, I know there was a caller before who said that Ford is coming out with the Michelle. GM is coming out with something called the Michelle First, and it is going to be a dynamite little sports coupe with designer everything, and it is going to change the way America thinks about the first
automobile, coupe. The first coupe.
No, the first coupe, because it's the Michelle First. So it's really going to change the way people think about America's first coupe. We're excited about it.
I got it, Andrew. Thank you very much. And on our comments page, Ann writes, come on, these sound like great cars. I want one. WNYC producers should be the ones running GM. I definitely agree with that. And that concludes our coverage of the rollout here on April 1st, 2009, of the new General Motors Sasha and Malia. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.